Darren, I've seen several news stories now come out over the last couple of days. The USDA and asked to resurvey operators in unharvested corn and soybean areas. On the list, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin are on there. You are in the North Dakota area. Give us the rundown of what's going to happen here with this possibility of a resurvey, and is it a done deal?
Yeah, we're for sure going to do it. You know, if we look at, you know, obviously everybody knows there's a lot of unharvested, especially mostly corn acres that are still out there. We do have more sunflower, soybean acres out there. Than probably what we would like, not as much as what the corn is. And so, you know, it's harder to know for sure what we get out of soybeans, just because I think with much snow that we got, that's probably going to be lost. And whether guys will go out there and harvest that or not, you know, it's hard to say. But we figured, you know, we know for sure we're going to go out and do a re-interview on corn. So we figured if we're going to be going out there and doing corn, we'll go out there and do the sunflower or the soybeans, since we had asked the unharvested soybean acres in the December report. So we're going to go out there and do the corn and soybeans for North Dakota. And just because we know that there's a lot out there, and, you know, when we compare it to past years, I think the last time we did an interview, re-interview was like in 2012, 2014, when we also had a wet fall and couldn't get out there. So there was a lot of guys going to go out there and harvest in the following spring. And so we did a re-interview at that point, too. So when we just look at the indications and know that there's a lot of acres still out there for those two crops, we want to go out and re-interview and make sure that we get the numbers right.
And I want to be clear on this. There is no date yet set when you're going to be doing this. I mean, it could be spring sometime.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be spring. You know, the idea is that we actually are recontacting the producers after they have gone out and harvested their commodities, their corn and their soybeans. So that way we can get the actual acres that they harvested, the actual yields, and the actual production. And so that's the idea behind it, so that way we can get the right numbers to be able to put into the report. With that, we didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves into a specific date, just not knowing for sure when everybody's going to be able to go out and harvest their crops. The last time we did a re-interview, like I said, I think we did it in mid to late April and published the data that we found out in the May crop production report. And maybe that time frame will work out again this year, but knowing that it was a wet fall, and that's the reason why we didn't get a lot of these crops harvested, and then we got a freeze and then all this snow on top of that, it's very possible that we may not be able to collect the data in April, because it's going to be wet when the spring thaw comes, and maybe guys won't get out and get the harvest done by late April. So we know that we're going to collect the data, but we're not sure when. It could be May, and maybe even could get into June. And once guys are able to get out there and get out in the field.
Darren, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. I've had somebody, a trader, ask me the same question. It's like, what does it matter? I guess at that point, it's so far beyond the normal date, and people probably have moved on to 2020. Why is it important to get those correct numbers, even if it's in June?
You know, and you're exactly right. I mean, the market has kind of played itself out with the 2019 crop. And so, you know, we get into 2020 and everybody's thinking about what they're going to plant for 2020 for their different crops. And you know, from our standpoint, even though the market might have played out and may the market have still react off of a little bit, you know, we want to make sure and get those production numbers right. Because those production numbers are used for a variety of things. And one of them is our stocks report. We want to make sure and get our stocks number right, because that's going to be carried over into the next year. And maybe a lot of that grain is still going to be in storage. And so we want to make sure that whatever is in storage is correct, so that way we can get that stocks number right, and that the market could still probably can still react off of that number. And then also the World Agriculture Outlook Board, they use it for their supply and demand tables. And they use that for carrying over into all the 2020 production year. So they want to make sure and have those correct numbers too. So in some regards, you know, the trader you talked to is right, you know, that it kind of has played out, but still there are some things that people would be looking for. And And, you know, from our standpoint, we just want to make sure and get the right numbers in there, and knowing that there's still a lot out there, that's a lot of uncertainty of what is actually going to be harvested.
Now, the unharvested acreage, I think almost all those numbers are in the USDA reports up to this point. They're just, what, in a storage area? Is that right, as part of the report?
Yeah, so what we have to do is that, you know, we ask a question in December. You know, we ask, obviously, we ask the harvested yield and production of what actually did get harvested. And then we also ask for corn and soybeans, the unharvested number. And if a producer says that that they have an unharvested number that they still expect to harvest, there's some assumptions made that are in that report as far as with the production and then into the stocks report for that production that are made. If a producer says that they aren't going to harvest it, aren't going to harvest that crop, then it's not put in there into the stocks report and the production number. But if they do say that they're going to harvest that, no matter whether it's in December and or January or March, then it's that assumption is put into that report. And so, and then there's always the possibility that once we get into the spring, maybe it actually didn't get harvested where the producer thought they were going to. And so we want to go out there and make those adjustments and see for sure what actually did get harvested versus what didn't from what the assumptions were in December.